大杉正明のクロスカルチャーセミナー
Sponsored by Olympus
Welcome to the Cross Cultural Seminar. My name is Masaaki Osugi.
And I'm Susan Iwamoto.
Susan, have you tried Ohanami yet?
Ah, the cherry blossom parties.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, yes, every year.
Well, sure. Susan, I'm not talking about parties, you know. I mean, going to enjoy viewing.
Right, right, parties, exactly. It goes hand in hand, doesn't
no,
it?
No. I mean, ohanami doesn't always mean parties, you see, you know. Parties, that's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoying beautiful cherry blossoms is a totally another thing.
Okay, so you're taking it very literally then, I guess, hanami, actually
yeah.
viewing the flowers.
Yes.
Right? Okay, but I would say that, you know, having a nice party, a wonderful picnic with your friends and family under the trees, that's the way to enjoy nature.
Well, see, no, I don't think so. I mean, that's a very selfish idea, you know. I mean, I'm sorry to say this, you know. I don't want to say this. Due respect, I must say that it's a violation of individual rights. You know, we all,
really?
As individuals, have the right to have access to any we want. Unless it is legally forbidden.
Exactly. That's why you're
right?
perfectly free to go and have a party there.
Yeah, no. No. If you take up a certain space near or under cherry trees, then nobody else can go there. Say you put out a goza or whatever, you know, a carpet, and once it's taken, you claim like it's your property. And that's impermissible.
Well, you know, I would agree with you if it were a case of, for example, like corporations who reserved something or paid for it or something like that and claimed the best spots under the trees.
Right.
But it seems to be that it's sort of a first-come, first-served type of deal. Now, of course, you could argue that corporations are doing that because you do sometimes see people sitting in business suits on the mats, you
That's
know,
right.
in April or late March, sitting all day long waiting for their colleagues to come.
That's right.
But I look at it in a different way. You know, I'm looking at it as everyone in the neighborhood or in the area is all coming out together to share this wonderful experience together. So yes, you do have to put your mat somewhere. But in my experience, you know, like I might go with friends, we'll put our mat down, we'll get our food and drink. But we tend to talk with the people at the other parties going around, and we'll invite people to join us, or I've been invited to join other parties. So for me, it's been more of the social, very convivial experience, rather than just laying claim to, this is my party, not yours.
Mm. I understand. You have a point there. But, of course, I mean, you can invite other people, but there are people who don't want to join you, you know? I may not want to join you.
You don't want to join my party?
I may want to just enjoy watching the beautiful cherry blossoms and not, you know, have a drink with other people.
You mean you don't want to sing karaoke while you're looking
no,
at the cherry blossoms?
No, never. Never. That's not my cup of tea.
Well, I can understand that, and I do agree with you, certainly, that there is something that's very nice about enjoying the solitude of nature, I suppose you could say. Now, for me, how I deal with that balance, that need to have both the social aspect and that individual aspect,
mm-hmm.
is that I'll go maybe early in the morning to my local park or in my neighborhood. There's a very nice small road that's lined with cherry trees,
mm-hmm.
and I'll have a nice stroll by myself so that I have a chance to look at the beautiful cherry blossoms and enjoy some time to myself.
Mm.
But then later, go to a park or perhaps at night have the party with a friend. So it's a nice combination.
Well, okay. But I still don't understand why we have to wake up early in the morning, like 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock before everybody else comes. I mean, and all those, you know, people who violently take up a certain space and enjoy karaoke under the cherry trees. I mean, that's also a noise violation as well as,
yeah,
you know, space
true.
Violation. And leave a lot of garbage on the spot. And that's garbage contamination.
That's true. That's true. And I do agree with you, especially on those two points about the noise and the garbage.
Right.
I joked about karaoke earlier. Actually, that's not one of my favorite parts of it, too. And there are certain parks where it seems like there are a lot of people who've brought their own portable karaoke machines.
True.
I'm more of a fan of a slightly quieter type of party where it's just a bunch of people who are sitting under the trees chatting and laughing and having a good time.
Okay.
But yes, the garbage is a problem as well. So I think it's up to people to really be responsible to clean up and take the garbage out of the park.
That's right, yeah. Hope that sometime in the near future we can meet halfway somewhere.
I hope so. And, you know, I have to get that list of places from you because it sounds like you have some really wild parks near you. I don't really want to go to those for Hanami.
さてですね、今回はお花見なんですが、もうお分かりのように今簡単なディベートをしたわけであります。まあ、スーザンさんはですね、基本的に立場的に日本人的な立場を取ったというふうに言ったらいいでしょうかね。まあ、集団的、お花見パーティー方式でありますね。私はどちらかというと欧米人的なですね、個人主義的アプローチを取ったわけであります。仲間でみんなでワイワイやって楽しめばいいんだからさっていうね、そういうのに対してとんでもない、勝手に場所を独り占めして個人が自由に静かにお花見を楽しめないということはどういうことかと、個人のですね、権利に対する明らかな挑戦である、権利を侵害されていると、まあ、いうようなことを、まあ、手を変え品を変えお互いに言い合ったような、そんなやり取りなんですが、皆さんはこのスペースを取るということ、それから、まあ、中にはですね、いろんなグループがいますからね、カラオケじゃんじゃんかけて、それでお酒も入って声も大きくなるというノイズ、騒音の問題ですよね。そして最後は勢いですね、5人6人10人というふうになれば、持ち込んだお酒やら食べ物の残骸、そのガーベージがですね、たくさん残される。最近はもちろんマナーのいい皆さんも多いことと思いますが、にもかかわらずやはりかなりのゴミが残されているということで、まあ私の方は個人の権利として静かに楽しむ、そういう権利を侵害されるというのは解せないという立場でずっとやったわけですけどね。まあこんなふうに皆さんもさまざまな問題に対して肯定がアファーマティブ、まあそれに反論する反対のネガティブ、分かれて議論をする、あるいはまあディスカッションする練習をしてはいかがか。思いますね。また別の問題でスーザンさんと私で、ディベートをする機会があればと思うんですが、まあ私は何でございますね、本当はお酒飲んでワイワイ騒いちゃう方なんですけど、さあそれではボキャブラリーに参りましょう。
Okay, well, we were talking about flowers, so I thought we might take a look at a few interesting expressions using the word bloom.So, as you know, when you watch the weather reports around springtime in Japan, you'll see the map of Japan and see or watch where the cherry blossoms are blooming and whether they're just beginning to bloom or whether they're in full bloom. So this is the expression I'd like to look at, in full bloom. Now, you can use this literally to talk about flowers, and in full bloom means they've reached their peak, basically. But you can also use this in a figurative sense.So you can talk about someone or something being in full bloom, and it means that it's reached its peak or it's at its most highly developed state. So you could talk about someone's career being in full bloom, meaning that they're at their peak, they're really active, they've got a lot of experience, they're doing very well.
さあ、今回はですね、なんといっても桜、お花見ということで、B-L-O-O-M、bloom という単語をキーワードとして選んだわけですが、これはもちろん桜の花であればそれが開くというですね、開花するという動詞なんですが、 in full bloom というのがフレーズで、これで満開とこういうわけですね。でもちろんですね、本当に桜の花、他の花でもいいですが、それが満開状態になっているという時に be in full bloom と言うんですが、これがまあ比喩的にフィギュラティブな意味で使われるとですね、例えば人の career ですね、英語の発音で career と発音しますが、日本語ではキャリアとなりますね。このキャリアがですね、最高の状態になっているというのもですね、この in full bloom という表現で言えると。人間がその人のまあタレントなんかを考えた場合、その人の今絶 長期を迎えているというような時に、やはり同じように in full bloom を使うことができると、ピークなんだという言い方をしてスーザンさん説明していました。
Okay, now sometimes it takes a little bit longer than average to become in full bloom, and in that case we would say that the person is a late bloomerOkay, and this is always used to describe people. It means someone who takes a little bit longer than average to reach their full development. Now, this may refer to physical or emotional maturity. You know, for example, maybe a child who is shorter than average, but all of a sudden has a growth spurt and becomes one of the tallest kids in the class. But it can also be used to talk about people who show really big improvements or talents at a later stage than normal. So, for example, Some people might start working on one career right after college. But for other people, they may take a few years to explore some different things, but then finally settle on their main career, you know, maybe when they're in their late 20s or early 30s or even later than that. Now, for that, you may call them a late bloomer in the sense that it took a long time for them to find what they were really, really good at, what they were really talented at. But once they focused on that, they really flourished.
なるほどね。さてですね、まあ人は様々ですから、30代40代、まあ場合によってはですね50代で才能が花開くということはよくあるわけですよね。でこれはまあ英語でも日本語でも比喩が同じ比喩が働いているということが言えますよね。例えばタレントさんとか50代に入ってものすごく人気が出るというようなことがあります。まあ、あの方もちょっとね遅咲きでしたけどね、なんてことを言います。この遅咲きというような言い方はスーザンさんが紹介してくれた late bloomer、 bloom する人、 bloomer が late であるとね、こんな言い方ができると。日本語でも英語でも共通した比喩が存在するということは、まあ、まあまああることでありますが、今回も、なるほどなというわけですね。皆さんはどうでしょうかね。 late bloomer なんでしょうかね。 Early bloomer なんでしょうか。 See you next time.
Thanks for listening.
大杉正明の Cross Cultural Seminar
Sponsored by Olympus.
Cross Cultural Seminar をお聞きの皆さん、いつもありがとうございます。皆さんはどうやって語学学習をしていますか？ラジオ講座などで勉強している方もたくさんいらっしゃると思いますが、いつも聞いているラジオ番組が聞けないこともあるでしょう。そんな時の強い味方がオリンパスのラジオサーバー VJ10 です。ハードディスク付きラジオレコーダーで最大約2500時間も録音できるんです。1日24時間、それでいくと何日録音しっぱなしでいいのみたいなね。AM、FM チューナーにステレオスピーカー付きですよ。20件の番組予約も OK。 録音した番組の早聞き遅聞きやリピート再生も可能で、語学学習にドンピシャリ。すごいなこれは。しかも早聞き遅聞き再生は2倍速から 0.5 倍速までの9段階に対応。パソコンとの接続も OK なので、ポッドキャスト番組はもちろん音楽もダウンロードして聞くことができますよ。ラジオサーバー VJ10 はオリンパスのオンラインショップか三省堂書店でお買い求めいただけます。詳しくはvoicetrek.jp にアクセス。さあ、これであなたの語学学習もきっと変わりますよ。